Season 2, it's still the same bullshit. Wisdom of One.
You've got nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You've got a charisma of 20, but a wisdom of one.
So you guys went to the town of Hondaments, which was inhabited by dog-human hybrid-type creatures.
Idiots who I took a staff from.
Yes, right.
No, that was Liar Minoke. He was a good boy.
You met the alpha female, Liar Vro, who was a very large leader. And then you met Liar Minoke, who was sort of frail and a magic user of some sort at the top of his wooden tower.
Yeah.
Skankra, you borrowed a staff?
Yes, let's say borrowed, yeah.
You learned a little bit about the world, and you let an opportunity to steal a map totally slip by you guys. I was so sure you were going to steal it that I actually took pictures of the map and was ready to text it to you.
But they need the map.
I can't kill anything with a map. How is a map going to help me subjugate the dum-dums?
but you learned a little bit about the world. There's a town called Oxbow where the map, it says, smells like work and fish. And there is a tower called Master. And then there are some other parts. There's a suspicious camp where a hunter used to be. And an evil tree that smells like blood.
And love.
And love, right. And there was some discussion about the door that isn't there. The creatures of Hondaments would pick up things from the door that isn't there and bring it to Master.
Mm-hmm.
As you were preparing your inevitable betrayal of Liar Minoke and team, some of the warrior creatures dragged back some bodies. They had been killed with arrows. You found a note that pointed in the direction of some sort of religious purge of some sort.
Right.
The Alpha Liar Vro led a pack of warriors off to rescue their packmates, and there was a battle, and there was a couple bodies left behind, and then you saw evidence of them all being carted away on the back of a cart in the middle of the woods. And so there's a path that clearly a heavy laden cart has gone through the bushes, so it's very easy to follow where they're going. So Skankra, Dagon, Runnis, and Kaylee are all there. Skankra, you're still on a litter, on a travoy, and you're having Kaylee and Runnis drag you because of reasons. Because you don't feel good, actually.
Because I inherently deserve it. So, folks, we basically have two choices, right? So we either need to go kill Master and take his things, or maybe the door that isn't there will lead us back to out of the poor floor and into civilization.
Are you fucking kidding me? We gotta save our friends. You know, like Liar Vro and you know, and all the other good boys. We have to go save them immediately.
I'm so sorry. I've already forgotten about them.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, Liar Vro, who's like, you know, super big and super scary and strong.
They didn't have much money, so I'm going to start using the staff I stole to start rowing off the side towards someplace useful.
Well, you're not on wheels or in the water, so really you're just scratching the dirt on the side with your staff? Is that
yes.
Mush!
So, I don't know if we've officially established it, but it certainly seemed like the door that isn't there is right in that area that we came out at the beginning of this season. Remember, we left the world, it was like burning and fire and lava flowing everywhere.
Oh, we got pooped out the teleport door.
We don't know for sure, but I feel like some spirit watching over us doesn't want us to waste a huge amount of time in that direction. You know?
But Liar Vro, like, and our friends, aren't they, like, isn't the cart going in the same direction as, like, the poor door? I mean, God damn it, Skankra. the door that isn't there.
I'm an influencer, guys.
No, so where we're standing, so Hondamenth would be like northwest of where we are right now. And then if we continued even more northwest, we would go to the door that isn't there. That's where Kokomoth's village...
Rotting corpse is.
Oh!
Yeah, Kokomoth, a dead body under the ground at his...
After Dagon betrayed him.
And also where the shape-shifting creatures are still in that area, and then the door that isn't there. So that's all there. Directly south is the town of Oxbow. At least it said so on the map. And that's one that smells like work and smells like fish.
Gross.
And also that's where the wagon wheels are pointing. And then from our vague memories of the map, sort of.
We brought the map after all.
Is where the master and the tower is and stuff like that.
Ah, northeast.
But our friends, Lyrevro, they're going to be hurt. And doesn't run us like, you know, they're bastardizing your religion. And you know, shouldn't you, fight back against the repressive tyranny that is your shit religion when it gets taken out of context and all that stuff?
Okay, but here's the thing. I find that success is usually dictated by motivation. And in order to have success in helping the dumb people, we would have to be motivated to do that. And I can say, I'll speak for myself, I am not motivated to help the dum-dums because I already have their useful thing. So therefore, they serve no purpose to us anymore.
Jesus Christ, you are really just like the worst kind of creature that exists in all of the universe.
I'm just an honest creature. Do you really worship lack of honesty and disingenuous care for others?
No, honesty is like maybe the one quality that you have, except for when you're being dishonest.
I'm terrible, but I'm honest about it.
It's just like you lie only to get the shit that you want, but you don't actually have, an altruistic bone in your entire fucking skeleton.
Well, I totally want to go try to rescue these guys. I mean, they were nice to us in the short period we knew them. They're kind of cute.
Yeah.
They're furry. I mean, I like furry things.
Wait. I'm sorry. NPC says what?
And they're good boys and girls.
Yes, and something must be done about this ruining the message of the Dawn Father. I will walk up to them, to their leader, and say, by conquering anger, the spirit acquires the quality of forgiveness. By conquering pride, the spirit gains humility. By giving up on deceit, the spirit acquires simplicity and straightforwardness. By conquering greed, the spirit attains contentment. That should solve the problem, I think.
Actually, that does apply pretty well to Skankra, like...
Oh, I'm so sorry, I wasn't listening. But I think I have found my motivation. I think if our goal here is to free the dum-dums from their false god and spread the good news of the Skankrasian order, that's something I can get behind. All right, folks, mush!
Sure. Oh, okay, that.
So it doesn't matter why we do the right thing as long as we're doing the right thing. Okay, yeah, I'm with that. That's cool.
Yeah, I think from the point of view of the universe, that's probably true. Hopefully.
See, one of the tenets of the Skankrasian faith is transactional behavior.
Oh my god.
Motivation doesn't matter.
Oh man. Okay, so you don't really have to do any tracking or anything. Exactly
or walking.
Where it is. It's almost a road plowed through the bushes. But do you want to move quietly? Do you want to be right on the path? Do you want to go parallel to stay hidden? Or are you just running along the path trying to get as fast as you can?
Do I have anything that would resemble like a bell I can ring to call forth my parishioners?
Ugh, Jesus Christ. You guys, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm super fast now. I'm way faster even.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys, my walking speed is now 40. It's not 35 anymore, it's 40.
Walking speed again. Here we go.
Okay. And time to roll credits, because we've just spent the next 45 minutes talking about Diggins' walking speed.
Yeah. You guys, I'm so fast.
Charisma of 20 and a walking speed of 40.
Kaylee and I should, stealth up ahead quickly.
You know, you're really fast, but I happen to be rather quiet, so.
Yeah, well, I'm also super stealthy because I've got that cloak now.
And I'm obnoxious for starting my own religion. When you guys, all you talk about is how stealthy and how fast you walk. Like, I'm the least obnoxiously arrogant person here. I'm the least braggy person here.
Oh my god. So you could light up 1,000 nights with your gaslighting bullshit.
And spread light upon the planet and warmth. Why, I'm the sun. That's what you're saying. I'm 1,000 gaslights. I am the sun. I bring warmth and life to the world.
Okay, so Kaylee, let's go stealth ahead. What do you say?
Yeah, totally. Let's stealth ahead.
So Dagan and Kaylee run up the path and how about go ahead and roll stealth. And while they're doing that, Skankra, are you serious about trying to find a bell or something?
Yeah, well, you know what? It could be useful. Yeah, like something that I can make a loud noise with to summon seekers of the faith, seekers of enlightenment.
Okay. So roll perception then.
Okay.
And then while that happens, I got a 15 on stealth. How'd you do, Dagan?
You did? I got a 15 too.
Super.
I got a 16 perception.
That's pretty good too.
So Dagan, you and Kaylee run forward. It's probably 10 minutes of a light jog and you can already see smoke coming out of, like, you know, smokestacks, fire pits. So you're relatively close. You're still, it's heavy tree area, so it's pretty easy to find cover. You slip through and get onto your hands and knees and crawl through the bushes, and you can see buildings. It's a small town, but it's still a town. Wood thatching, stone construction, you know, think peasant town. Wagons and horses and animals walking around. And in the middle of the town, there is a taller stone cathedral looking thing. It's a temple. There's no specific symbol, like a symbol of any particular deity, but it's clearly a religious, you know, temple in the center of town. Everything else is like a one-story peasant hut. Skankra, you find a rusted out metal helmet, and it has no padding on the inside, and it seems like it would give a delightful bong sound if you hit it with a stick.
Yes!
It's out of reach of your travoy, though, so you're gonna have to figure that out.
Runnus!
Yes.
Grab my summoner and a stick and be prepared to bong it to summon the faithful when necessary. Thank you.
I feel like that would really hurt the stealth project that Dagan and Kaylee are currently working on.
Dagan and Kaylee's stealth project. I don't remember signing up for that project. I'm not saying bong it now. I'm just saying be prepared. There's going to come a time, right? I need you to promise me. Not now.
Okay.
But sometime today, the faith is going to call on us to bong the helmet. So just trust me, be ready, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm totally thrown by the bastardization of my faith, so I'm half ready to believe what anyone says at this point. So here's the rusty helmet, and I broke off a stick for you.
And then he sighs, and he starts pulling the travoy towards the town. But because it's only him pulling it, you're actually being pulled backwards. So you're kind of seeing everything that's behind you, but not where you're going.
To be clear, I'm not holding the helmet. You are the helmet bonger. Skankra does not bong his own helmet. Thank you.
Well, he sticks it in the travoy because he needs both of his hands to tow your lazy ass. So he trudges, and you're making slow but steady progress along the path area. Dagan and Kaylee. So Dagan, what do you want to do? You're well out of sight. Go ahead and roll a perception, actually.
Perception.
Since we're looking.
I'm going to count on you to do this.
14?
Well, luckily, one of the things that you're perceiving is incredibly obvious. So you can see some fishermen, farmer types, drab browns and grays, and the kind of clothes that are out in the sun all the time, and they all get the same kind of grayish-brown color. But walking around a corner, you see somebody in armor with a bright white cloak, like pure, beautiful white cloak, and a helm on their head and a shield. And the helm is polished like a mirror, and the shield is polished like a mirror. I mean, as he turns the corner, you see like a sparkle of sunlight, and it hurts your eyes for a second. And so he sticks out like an absolute sore thumb, and you see him just walking through the pathway with the peasants walking around. Whoa, it really sticks out and gets your attention. And then right as he turns a corner, another one comes out of a doorway and walks down a different path.
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah. But the other one that comes out is exactly the same. A helmet polished to an absolute mirror shine.
Interesting. Well, that certainly seems like, you know, the bad guys, right, Kaylee? You know, because they're all, like, the religious people. But maybe they're not so bad. They just, you know, they misunderstand what Runnus's religion is all about. But certainly are shiny. I have thoughts to say about shiny.
In general, I feel like if somebody is taking religion and twisting it in a way that like makes it evil, the best way to clear up misconceptions about God is to send them to go meet God.
Well, that's kind of a final sort of solution, but maybe we could just go up to them and talk to them and tell them about why their interpretation of God is wrong, you know? And then we could just explain to them, you know, what reality really is. Like, I'm sure it'll be easy to convince these people, you know, about what real facts are, you know, and not be misled by people who are just like spouting whatever lies come to their mind so they can take advantage of them, you know?
I mean, who would do that?
That's right. We're pretty used to that kind of tactic, aren't we? So if you want to do that, I support you 100%. That's your decision, your life path. I'm going to hide in the shadows, and if anything goes wrong, I'll just kill him.
Well, what if you do a compromise? Like, what if we convince one of them to come with us into the woods somewhere where you can talk to them quietly. Convince with fists or something.
Okay, I think that's super. I guess I'm just not willing to just, put all of my eggs into one basket. I would like a stabbing basket and a talking basket.
A stabbing basket?
A stabbing basket. There's our episode title.
Okay, so if that's what you want to do, I will stealth up while you up.
You take it up. Taking it up, folks.
Okay.
It's going to be very easy for you. You're just going to have to walk across a pretty short goat paddock to get into the town area where you can mingle with the people. You'll be able to find somebody really easily. So if you want to do that, you could just plain old do it.
So first of all, I want to see if there are people... If there's, you know, even just like a regular villager, I'm thinking, who's not armored, who happens to be, you know, farther away from the rest of the cluster, like a straggler, you know, I want to divide and conquer here.
For the stabbing basket?
Yeah, absolutely. There's an old man mucking out the goats that's, you know, pretty close to where you are. He's not paying any attention whatsoever.
I'm just mucking out the goats here like I do every day my entire life. Smells like working fish here.
Okay, so I think Dagon's gonna like sort of stealth up to
the old man and like and try to speak from a place where he's concealed. Like maybe there's a little fence or something. He's kind of hiding behind the fence.
Sure. Okay. So go ahead and stealth again.
Okay. Jesus. 16.
Okay. That's not bad. So you army crawl up behind him and then lay down flat behind a bush looking up into the air, but that bush is long and short, so you're able to hide yourself behind the bush and you're right behind him, so you could easily talk to him at this point.
Excuse me, sir!
Don't you steal my muck. This is my muck. I've been working on it for 62 years.
Oh my God, I would never want to steal your muck. I just wanted to ask you a few questions, you know? I'm over by the bush.
Who is... Oh,
he looks over and...
But don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Oh,
pretend like you're talking to a goat.
Well, hi, Gertrude. Nice to see you again. It's been a while. How are the kids? Get it? Kids?
I get it. It's a goat joke. Oh, that's really funny. I like that. You're a funny guy.
Hey, I've been doing goat comedy ever since I was born. Yeah. Hey, that's a good goat laugh, too. So what's up?
Well, you know, I'm feeling very tired, which is why I'm lying down, but I just wanted to ask you some questions. Like, there are some people here with super shiny armor. Have they always been here?
Oh, you mean the fancy people? Yeah, no, they came here about, I don't know, a month or so ago. They moved into the temple. We've been using the temple to store grain for as long as I've been around. But they moved all that stuff out of the temple, and they said they're very important people, and they've got to be in here, and we have to do what they say. And I don't know, I don't like to cause trouble, so I just come out here and muck the goats.
Yeah, yeah, and you do a great job at it.
Look how mucked they are. They're totally mucked.
Yeah. Though, to be fair, I'm sure it's kind of hard to muck that up.
I don't get it.
So, do you know where they came from? Like, who are these people? Where did they come from?
Oh, yeah, they came on a boat, a big boat on the river, and they landed. We get all types here. They usually don't stay. They talk about the smell and move on, but they stayed, and then the killing started, so I don't like to cause trouble. I stay out of the way, you know.
The killing? Who was killing, and who was killing, and who was being killed?
I'm not so sure. They're super angry about some folks, but I stay out of the way. They don't notice me, and I'm gonna keep it that way.
Yeah, so they probably don't like people that, you know, are a little different, right? Is that's kind of the vibe here, or what's going on?
Oh, I'm not sure. They talk a lot, but I don't listen. It's not about goats, so, you know. But they've pulled in all types, and they put them in cages, and then the sun happens. So, I don't know. I hate to watch that kind of thing. It gets me all dizzy.
They put them in cages, and then the sun happens? What do you mean?
I'd rather not get into all that. It's horrifying.
Let me just... if you tell me the information, I'll give you some money. How about that?
I don't know. They've been offering lots of money for information. I stay out of all of that stuff. It just seems like just trouble, right? I mean, what happens when they leave? All the people you turn in, they're still going to be mad at you when they're gone. So, no way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you know where those cages are? You know, in your village? And
oh, sure. They're by the temple. They're the back worship area of the temple when we did outside worship sessions as we stored our grain. Yeah, it's back there.
Yeah. Okay, do you know how to get in into your town in from like a quiet direction where there aren't so many people, you know? Like, you know where we might be able to get in there?
No, there's two roads, one on the water side and one on the forest side, and there's people everywhere because there's only a handful of buildings, so you can go in the goat way or the fish way, and I go the goat way because I do the goats.
Yeah. Yeah, you go the goat way. Yeah, sure. Well, hey, you know, you're a really nice guy, and thank you for talking to me. I really appreciate that.
That's nice of you to say, Talking Bush. I'm going to go back to pushing this goat poop around for a bit. Nice talking to you.
And the spirit of the Talking Bush. No new taxes.
Wow.
And he hands him 5 silver pieces.
Oh, I can't take this. Accepting money is a little too dangerous ever since these people arrived, the fancy people. Oh, they're handing out money and death. No way. But thank you, sir. You're pink. Did you know that?
Yeah, yep. That's kind of one of my special qualities. Okay, well, thank you. So I go back to Kaylee.
Do I stab him?
No, he's like a sweet old man. He likes mucking the goats, you know? That's his whole deal. He's not a bad guy. It's really the fucking shiny people. They're the bastards. And they're like rounding up people who are different, putting them in cages and burning them to death with the sun rays. So, you know, we gotta stop that somehow.
Okay.
Maybe let's go check out the waterway, see if they still got their boat or some shit.
Okay.
Maybe we could sink it. What do you think about that?
Ooh, thinking and destruction, I'm all for it. Super.
Yeah.
These guys sound like jerks, so let's do whatever.
Okay, so Skankra, you are, as I said, moving slowly through the woods, backwards. Go ahead and you and Runnus both roll a perception, please.
12. Yeah.
I got a 12 as well.
You're lumbering along the path, and from above you, you hear, "Hey, stop right there!" And these two figures make themselves seen at the top of a tree. They're wearing hunting cloaks, green and brown. They both have arrows trained on you.
Who are you? Who goes there?
Runnus. My assistant will speak for us. We're just gonna go into the town.
Good people, long have I slept from the remaking of the world, and still I am weary. I bring you the dawn.
Let us go, or he's going to keep talking.
Wow, are you part of the Brotherhood?
Yes, of course.
Oh, well, okay, come with us.
And they actually, go ahead and roll a persuasion. Simply saying yes with a smile on your face doesn't exactly convince people.
Oh, 22. I have a +6 persuasion, kids.
Wow, okay. All right, I'm kind of dumb, so I'm all for it. Yeah, okay, sir, come with us. Do you need help pulling the travoy?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Hey, Bob, how'd you know it was called a travoy? I don't know, I know stuff sometimes. All right, let's go.
So with the three of them, you make a much quicker time.
So much better.
So Dagon, as you and Kaylee are figuring out how to get to the water side, you see Runnus and the Travoy and Skankra and two hunter poacher types just sauntering straight into town.
May I point out, Skankra is definitely doing the princess wave as he goes by on his...
Is this when you wanted to bang the helmet or what?
No. Oh, no, of course not. No, the helmet will come in a time of great need. Right now, our needs are being met.
We'll take you right to see Priestess Matea.
Great, she sounds hot.
I don't know if hot's really the word. It's not true, and you shouldn't say it. It's not very woke.
How do you know about wokeness?
I don't know. I know stuff sometimes.
Yeah, Kaylee, look. Skankra and Runnus are, like, going right in. Kind of makes sense, I suppose. What do you say, like, we use this as the perfect distraction? They'll be paying attention to the new people that are coming into town, and we can squirrel away to the seaside and see if we can, I don't know, fuck shit up and...
Half-breed! Pink half-breed!
Let's do stealth again and see how well we do here.
Here we go. Stealth!
Okay.
21.
So you guys are able to stay in the very edges of the town, but work your way around... And then you hit the water, and there are these tall water grasses that you're able to slosh through the water a little bit, and you're able to make it all the way around the town. There are small Obviously, fishing boats, local fishing boats tied up. Nobody really paying attention to them at the moment. And you're able to weave your way through. And then you see what appears to be almost a naval vessel with all the sails down at anchor right outside the front of the town.
Yeah.
And Skankraw, you start waving and the villagers are definitely staring at you. And some of them run back inside their houses. And you hear the running of heavily laden footsteps, clonk, 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 clonk. And two of these white cloaked soldiers run out. And you again notice the incredibly shiny shields, their super polished helmets, white cloaks, and they're wearing armor and they have maces. And they look very much like clerics. And so they come out.
Who are you? Are you one of us?
The fact that you would ask me that question shows perhaps you're not high up enough in the food chain to even know.
Where there is one of us, and he looks at you, wiggling his eyebrows up and down, up and down.
We are everywhere.
Have faith in the... eyebrow wiggle, eyebrow wiggle. If you're sent to hell by an area spell, it's a gamble. If you're facing death by dragon breath, it's a gamble for your life. You'll need a saving throw, saving throw, saving throw. You'll need a saving throw. You're listening to Wisdom of One. If you hit the ground and a single
have faith in the purity of our spirit.
I don't know. He looks like you're an elf and a human. What are you?
That is what I choose to appear to be. But I should probably speak to your supervisor. I don't think you're in the loop on the Skankrasian order.
I think he's a servant of Vecnar. Yeah, I think he might be a groomer.
I think he might be.
Go ahead and roll a persuasion.
Yes, 25.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Do not question. Your security clearance is what it is. You do not need to know anymore.
The Tempest is us. The Tempest is us, sir. We'll take you right along to Matea Hopkins. I'm sure that's what you're here to talk to.
Make haste.
And so they take over the litter. They shove the two hunters out of the way. Clearly don't think super fondly of them. And so they lead you and Runnus up to the main door of the temple. And they throw it open. Inside, very, very dark. There's like one torch. All the windows have been blacked over. And it's super, super dark on the inside. You see on the far wall, there's all kinds of shiny things hanging on the wall, including bits of gold and brooches and...
Now we're talking.
And, yeah, go ahead and roll perception.
All right. Oh, natural 20!
Holy shit.
I need to save these good rolls for persuasion. I don't care about perception.
So you clearly see that there is a longsword that is emanating a magic aura to it that is the longsword of Lyre Vro.
Oh.
Who you had briefly admired in the town before she wandered off. And so it is...
I roll a natural 20 for information I don't care about.
Those sons of bitches! They took our weapons!
I can't use a longsword.
Well, you coveted that sword, so...
Until I realized I can't use it.
So... Oh. Ha! Okay. Skankra, name a member of your party.
Dagon!
Okay.
Great. Let me just write that down.
Oh, right. Natural 20. I forgot we have Book of Random in this one. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's clearly her giant sword on the wall. And so the two white cloaked soldiers stop at the door and they point inward into the entranceway of the temple. Do you go in?
I, of course, I saunter in with great confidence and pageantry.
you hop off the travois, walk comfortably up the stairs, and wave at everyone and filled with energy.
Wait a minute, I thought you were dying.
And so Runnus comes up the stairs, does a pretty complex looking genuflection to himself and kisses his symbol of Pelor as he walks into the temple. And they slam the doors behind you and you are in almost complete darkness. There's a one candle guttering on a table on the far side, just underneath the wall that has all the shiny, interesting things hanging on it. And you hear, why, hello. Who's interrupting the private time of Priestess Matea Hopkins?
I'm concerned that you don't know already.
Indeed. Well, enlighten me, please.
I'm afraid you don't have clearance. If you don't know who I am already, should I even answer your question?
Now, I hear in the faint recesses of your accent that you're not only not from here, but do I detect a little bit of Elvish going on there?
That's exactly what I choose to portray. Yes, of course.
And I can tell by your pointy ears that there's a little bit of Elvish, but it just doesn't look like pure Elvish to me. And what did your mother or father choose to muddy themselves with?
Well, I see clearly you have not been read in. I am, of course, masquerading as one of the unpure. I am Imperator Skankra of the Skankrasian Order. And I probably should not be saying this. But of course, I am the leader of the secret police of your faction, which apparently you are not aware of. So perhaps you're the one I'm here to investigate.
That would be truly surprising since I am the one who created this fashion and I am its sole leader, but why don't you roll a persuasion and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So as you get closer, as you're working your mojo and forcing your will in that direction, you see it's a female shape, a white cloak, but it's pulled up over the head. There's sort of a mask almost in front of the mouth, and you see dark glass lenses over the eyes, so almost like sunglasses sort of thing. But white gloves, white clothes, everything's white, covered in leather. And she reaches over and takes a goblet off the table and pulls her mask aside a little bit and sips wine and sets it back down. And everything's very kind of precise and delicate.
Okay.
And not particularly friendly.
Oh, well, no, that seems unnecessary. I was so nervous. That is a 23.
Oh my goodness. All right, so she gets a...
And as we're doing this, I'm going to go over to her source of wine and pour myself a glass, ostentatiously as well.
Indeed, brother. So who sent you on this undercover mission to check my piety?
I think we both know the answer to that. And we both know better than to speak the name aloud.
Oh my goodness. Well, then surely you're not above quoting scripture, dear friend. For it is something that we both take incredibly seriously, the letter of the law.
Of course we do, but...
Why not start with 1926? What would you say?
I would say that I have been sworn not to break cover as someone who knows no scripture.
But sir, you've already identified yourself as a secret agent.
But you see, I was magically sworn. The information was magically taken out of my mind when I went deep cover, so I could not, under any forces of torture or magical imposition, reveal myself for who I am through scripture. The most powerful words of all.
Wow.
She waves her finger, and a sword leaps up from her waist. It's a thin, long sword, and it hovers in the air right at her shoulder level, and then zips at you faster than you can blink, and now the tip of the blade is pointed right at your chin. You are indeed interesting, but a half-breed, and clearly lying. So I think it is time to call the Inquisitors in, and we'll have a meeting and talk about you and where you're from and where your friends are and what exactly is going to happen to you at this point.
Shit! Your parlor tricks are very interesting, but what I find more interesting is I shoot color spray straight into her eyes.
All right, so I think we're rolling initiative since she was totally ready and you're ready. So let's do it.
17.
You son of a bitch.
Does Dagan roll initiative? I suppose not, probably.
Okay. Skankrar, your turn. You go first.
Okay. Well, the brightest spell I have is color spray.
Okay.
And I'm going to color spray directly into her eyes.
All right. And is there a song that goes with this?
Oh. Is there a song that goes with it?
It's time for color spray, color spray. It's time for color spray, color spray. When you use color spray, color spray, you will shine. Color spray, color spray.
So how many hit points does she have to figure out what level I should cast this spell at?
No. That's some bullshit right there. You get to guess, motherfucker.
All right, so I'll...
What level are you casting at before you roll?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'm gonna cast it at third level.
Okay.
So it's 10d10.
Whoa.
Hit nice. Points. So that is...
A lot of math.
16,
30, 63. Whoa, that is really good. She goes, and like puts her hand up over her eyes and ducks to the side, but she is not seeming like she's blinded.
Okay, well, so be it. I will step to the side away from the stabby sword as I do this, naturally.
Oh, so I'm going to do a disengage while at the same time, you know, cast a spell action. Yeah.
I don't think it's unreasonable to go spell.
Yep.
I'm not like doing a backflip.
But what's funny is as you move, the tip tracks you as you move.
Ah, it knows where the star is.
That's right. Okay, Runnus pulls out his holy symbol, holds it up into the air, and says some arcane religious-y sounding words.
My light will hold the dark at bay, but it cannot always hang in the sky.
And the room is just filled with bright light, just whoosh.
Hey, yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
You hear her again scream in pain behind the table. She sort of ducked down behind the table, and you can see there's goblets and food on the table. There's some books. And you also see, deep in the shadows, there is another figure wearing all black with a cowl over the head and everything.
Ah!
Ah, we should be friends.
Yes, and I'll roll his.
Motherfucking other fucker.
And it happens to be his turn. So,
should I roll a death save? Is that...
Skankra... Will a...
It definitely will.
Will a 17 hit you?
Oh, for certain.
Okay. You are blasted with a wall of force that hits you for 11 points of damage and throws you about 10 feet backwards. The room to your left and right are filled with pews that, again, you couldn't notice in the dark. And so you go flying back into a pew that tips over and you're on your back.
Okay. Cool, cool.
And then she started the dance. So will a 28 hit you?
No, sorry. It's backwards.
Jesus. Yikes.
I wasn't friendly at all.
So that's 12 points of damage with the rapier.
Woo!
The rapier zips into the air and then comes down in a downward trajectory and stabs you right through the chest and then sticks into the pews underneath you. So you're pinned.
This is unfortunate.
This isn't going super fantastically. Skegra, it's your turn.
So, I'm like pinned. I can't move any at all.
I mean, you can move your arms and legs, but if you were to try to sit up, there's a sharpened bit of steel that is through your chest and struck firmly into the wood behind you. So,
well, that definitely messes up what my plan was.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the floor made out of?
Stone. It's a smooth stone, not super fancy. There are cracks and dirt in it. Clearly had been used for storage recently, so there's all kinds of grain and junk, but mostly swept clean.
Okay, all right. I think I know how things stand.
So sorry, Skegrub, think about what your actions are gonna do.
Okay.
Dagon and Kaylee, you go ahead and roll perceptions, both of you, just for the heck of it.
Yeah, perception. Okay,
I'm not as good at that as I am at being quiet, but...
Yeah, 13.
Okay. Nope, we don't notice the screaming and the blood-curdling and the flashes of light or anything like that. Oh, we're not so far away, but I guess just far enough away where the water sounds and the cricket and the frogs and stuff are distracting us, though.
Yeah, so you don't know, but you are somewhat close to that boat. And again, you can see the rest of the town and the temple in the middle.
Yeah, so let's stealth onto that boat somehow. Like, you know, let's try and figure out if there are people on the boat or, you know, whether we can destroy it somehow.
Ooh. Hey, you know, I've always wanted to climb up an anchor rope and try to get into a boat. I've seen that in movies in my head when I read books.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
So she swims out and grabs onto a rope, and oh yeah, nice. She zips right up to the rope, up to the edge of the boat, not over the top, because that's way too much to do in one round, but she did really well. So you swim out to the rope, go ahead and roll athletics.
Athletics. Okay, 13.
Okay, you have to use your legs, and that's embarrassing. All the other kids are smirking at you and everything, and the coach boy, he looks disappointed and drunk.
Shut up!
But yeah, you make it up, you're kind of below her and hanging on, but you didn't fall, and you didn't make any significant noise. Still good, awesome. Okay, whoop, Skankra.
Runnus, it is time to accept our judgment and begin the trial.
Time out, time the fuck out. Accept our judgment and begin the trial.
So we're surrendering?
We...
Accept the judgment is what happens after the trial.
We are going to surrender to the judgment of Paylor and be judged in trial.
My light will sail the sky, but as all things it must set, and in those times the dark will return. I promise you this one thing, always the dawn will come.
And he throws his weapon down on the floor and shows his hands.
If we are to be judged, may it be by Paylor.
Oh, it will be, don't worry. So the man in black steps forward. The sword withdraws from your chest and slithers up into the sky. The man kicks Runnus's hammer away, kicks your staff away from your hands, and puts another set of manacles over your wrists on top of the manacle left over that ties you with Dagon.
Which should be beeping like crazy right now.
Well, it's a very small town, and I did forget about it. So, but he puts a manacle on you and a manacle on Runnus, and pulls you up to your feet. Skankra, you feel even more tired, even more dragged down as soon as those manacles clapped over your hands, almost like your connection to the magic world has been severed.
No! I need that! No, I need that!
Someone doesn't have magic hands, but guess who does? Dagon!
Thank you.
Oh no, that's a big problem.
Yep. So yeah, you're manacled. So that was their round. The sword floats back to her and it just hovers down by her side. And she comes up and she rearranges her sunglasses. And
can you turn the light down, please? It's a little intense.
And Runa says, okay. He says a couple words and suddenly you're engulfed in darkness again. Okay, Dagan and Kaylee, completely unbeknownst, you are hanging on the rope. Look, I could have you roll perception, but it's no one's being particularly quiet. There are two figures in white cloaks walking around on the deck. There are some, I would say, three other sort of deckhand. They look like sailors, like your stereotypical sailors. And there's nothing about them that makes you think that they are involved. Like, they're professional sailors, basically. They don't strike you as converts or anything. But the two white cloaked guys have the good old shiny helmet, shiny shields.
Yeah, all right, Kaylee. You take one of the shiny fucks and I'll take the other one. Or wait, hang on. Are they the two shiny cloak fuckers within a 10-foot radius of each other?
Sure, why not? They're doing the video game random walk, you know, diagonals and cross-hatching patterns and, you know, trying to stay awake by moving around.
You just have to wait for the pattern to repeat.
So what's the rules of engagement? Because the last time we talked about this, which was like 10 seconds ago, you said no killing and all that stuff?
Oh, no. No killing to like the people who are, you know, non-converts, like the town folk, the professional sailors.
Oh.
But the shiny fuckers, they evil. They, you know, they're like trying to kill all the mudbloods and stuff.
Okay.
Can't have that bullshit. We gotta kill them dead. That's what I say.
You don't need to convince me. Death.
Kaylee, now you hold, and what's the minute those two fuckers get close enough, I'm gonna fucking light a gong show on their head.
Okay.
Which, incidentally, is a new feature that Dagan can do. Yay!
Super. Well, conveniently, they just stopped to talk to each other.
One of them says, we sure showed the mixers. They're not gonna be able to take over our youth now. And so they're talking to each other, and so they're definitely within 10 feet of each other.
So I'm holding, go ahead, and describe this new thing in exquisite detail, because I'm super interested.
Yeah! So Dagan casts Gong Show, well, his version of what's Gong Show. It's like Gong the Northern Mountain or some shitty monkey-sounding thing, but it's Gong Show. And so, in effect, what it is Shatter. So he casts Shatter on top of their heads. It's got a 60-foot range, 10-foot radius, and they will have a 3d8 thunder damage.
Whoa!
Unless they pass their save, which is a constitution save, DC 13.
Okay. They do not do that.
Okay.
It's like a thunderclap, super loud, is that what it is?
Yes, it is also very loud. I mean, it's a very loud and damaging fucking thunder on their heads.
All right.
Like from God.
So basically a normal conversation with Scott.
Yeah! All right, here we go.
All right.
Okay, well, all right. It's not the worst. So they both take 15 points of thunder damage.
Ooh, okay.
And anything that's like made of stone or crystal or inorganic materials or metal has disadvantage on their saving throw. Okay, well.
Okay, yeah. So, wham! And as that sound reverberates away, you can hear coming from their helmets and their shield. And they're like holding their heads and they both fall down to their knees going, oh! Dagan, do a constitution save.
Oh, okay. Constitution save. Here we go. 20!
Nice. So the moment you let magic go, crippling, intense, mind-numbing pain rockets through your whole body like you've touched onto an electric circuit. And the pain itself makes it so you can't relax your fingers on the rope, and that's the only thing that stops you from falling into the water completely paralyzed.
Wow! And that was with a save?
Yep, that was with the save. So next round, you can act, but if you're attacking or something, it's going to be disadvantage.
Fuck! Thanks, Skanky, you fucking shitbag.
You know what? That's the real magic. The real magic for me is taking away Scott's first magic use that he was so excited about. I don't care if Skankrod dies. It's so worth it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Hey, you know, if Skankrot dies, it's worth it to me too.
But I can't hear anything. I'm going to attack now, okay?
Yeah, that's really good, but holy fuck, that hurt me too. Ah!
So she leaps over the edge of the bow sprit, whatever it's called. The side of the boat.
The boat fence.
Boat fence. It rolls and then comes up with her one remaining special dagger and plunges it. Yes, into the back of one of the white-shouldered persons, and he drops.
Yeah, nice.
And then she's poised in a superhero sort of way to attack next round. The three deckhands are all just running. They're all running down the hatch and down into the boat. They want nothing to do with what's going on right now.
Good, good.
Okay, Skankra and Runnus, you are dragged out into the courtyard in the back where you can see row after row of metal iron cages that have been bolted together. You see lots of huddled figures, furry looking figures, smell kind of familiar. They open the gate to one of them, throw you in, and slam the gate. The tall figure says, "Half elf, come here," and kind of beckons for you to come to the bars. Skankra.
"Oh, I'd love to, but these bracelets are too heavy. Would you mind taking them off?"
"Do you want to be healed or not?"
"Oh, yes, yes, indeed. I'll hop right up and go."
You fucking. Oh, fuck.
Skankra, you are healed 35 points.
Hell yeah! "Oh, dude, you want to be friends? Like, wrong character. I feel like you could be useful in the Skankrasian Order. Have you heard the good news?"
"You abominations have wormed yourselves into institutions of knowledge and have slowly taken over the learning guilds. All of our innocent young are being fed to the subtle poison of inclusion."
Wow.
"You're right. We are smarter than you."
"Lay back, scum. It just isn't our way to have you die before it's your time."
"Cool.
Wow, I can't believe I'm actually rooting for Skankra in this conversation. What in the fuck is just happening?"
"Skankra!
My world is upside down."
"I think maybe you're hearing the good news." "Does your heart feel lighter?"
"Oh, God, it's all mixed up and confusing in my heart and brain."
Okay, so are they open cages? There's lots of other folks here, right?"
"Yeah, so in your cage, there are two huddled figures sort of under rags. The cages themselves, they're just basically bars that are bolted together, not welded. It's definitely not enough for you to squeeze through. They're probably 4 inches apart.
Maybe. Right.
Yeah, 4 inches in between a gap in between the bars. The bars look really strong. They're underneath your feet and above your head, so it's like a perfect cube of bolted bars.
Okay.
Yeah, the door, and it's got a locking mechanism on the front.
Can I roll perception or something like that to get a sense of the demagicifying of this bracelet?
Arcana, maybe?
Is that a, like, it makes it hard and ow, constitution save, or impossible?
Yeah, go ahead, Arcana.
Those two things are different.
Or you can, see if you've heard of them before in your training. Kind of.
Yeah. 21.
You can work at it. You can try various things and push against it, but you definitely don't get the sense that it's something that can be overcome with willpower. Like, the magic can't come from within you as long as you're wearing this.
So I have a different effect than Dagon.
Yeah. Dagon's was the Book of Random. Yours is this device.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I was hoping that I bothered him from afar. Well, I guess I still did.
Yeah, you did. Is that permanent, by the way? Do I have a sense of? Or I guess I'll find out.
Win-win. I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, I'm going to sort of, like, quietly ask Runnus, can you do anything about these?
If I had my hammer, I could probably strike them off, but no, I am not capable of any magic.
Well, not magic. Is there, like, some sort of, like a dumb skill, like leverage or twisting it or something?
Let's look around and see if we can find any scraps of metal or anything to use as tools.
Yeah.
Or some kind of magic cutting knife that cuts through anything.
That's right.
Yeah, that'd be really useful.
You were searched and all the obvious weapons were taken off of you, but all of the small things on your person are still there, like your pouch and money and all the sorts of small things. They didn't take literally everything from you.
Okay. Oh my god, I just read on my notes, because mm-hmm. I was looking for what I had in there. My allies, I wrote mirrors.
Lucky you, every soldier in white is carrying a mirror on their arm.
Nice.
There you go.
Oh, wait. It also says here I have permanent feather fall.
Yes, it's true.
When you're wearing the cloak.
Oh, right.
Which you are.
Yeah.
They didn't take it off of you.
Sweet. The bracelets. Are there any locking mechanism in there? Something I could pick the lock with? Or?
Yes, there is. If you had a key, you could snap out of it. Yep.
Okay. All right. So, and there's two other people in there with me?
Yeah. So it's you, Runnus, and then two other figures. They're kind of hiding from you. They look super intimidated and curled up, but you get like a humanoid look, but there's also feathers and they have sort of like half beak, half mouth thing going on.
Well, I've got my cloak on.
That's right, so you look somewhat similar.
Yes. Hello, friends.
Don't hurt us. Don't hurt us. We didn't say anything. We didn't talk. We didn't say anything. Don't. Oh, please.
I would never harm you. Clearly, your enemies are my enemies. We're here in the same cage. I think we can try to help each other.
No. I can't help you. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. No one can.
You know, you just need to believe in yourself. There are things you can do, such as, do any of you have any ability to pick locks?
No, you don't understand the things they do to you if they catch you breaking the rules. And then, No.
Oh, but think about it. There's bad news in the good news. There's good news and bad news, okay? The bad news is they're going to kill us. We're in a cage. These people, I don't think there's like a slap on the wrist with these folks. They seem dire. The bad news is that we're all going to die. The good news is that means there's no reason not to help me.
Jesus. Yeah, roll persuasion there.
Because we're going to die anyway. Might as well try. 16.
They both hide their heads, but one of them gives you a longer glance, like they're thinking about it, but they definitely don't feel brave enough at the moment. Okay, so you and Runnus sit down and start searching the area, looking for, you know, scraps of metal, any sort of thing. So, Dagon, you are hanging on to the rope, racked in pain, but it is your turn.
Oh, shit, that fucking, wow, why did that hurt? I don't understand why that hurt, but fuck it. You're gonna get him, fucking racist, shitty, fucking bastards.
And then he pops over the top there and saunters over to the remaining creature.
Okay.
Fuckface. And is just gonna do a copper ring of cold punch.
Okay, so roll an attack roll, but do it at disadvantage.
Right, attack roll, disadvantage, so, oh, fuck. 15.
That clangs off of his shield that he is still not clutching and using defensively, but it just luckily hit his shield, clang, and he's like,
you're not ready for the mighty arousal. You're gonna die like the rest of them.
Ew.
Yeah, ew indeed. All right, well, so another disadvantage attack. All right, this one was a little better, 18.
Okay, that hits, yeah.
Okay, he'll take 6 points of damage It is technically magical.
Oh, okay.
So
roll a constitution save.
Oh.
Way to mess up your whole life with your honesty. See, if you just listen to the good news of the Skankrasian Order, you wouldn't be rolling this constitution save.
Eat a pile of cocks.
Because honesty is a tool, not an obligation.
Yeah, I failed that one.
Okay.
Because I got a natural one.
Ooh.
I don't think a save actually counts as like a critical fail.
I don't think it is either, yeah.
It does if it's funny.
So you throw the second punch, it lands, it gets past the armor, you're able to hit some fleshier parts, and then right as that happens, crippling pain hits you, and you keel over, completely rigid, off to the side, bam! And you lay on the ground, kind of vibrating, having a convulsion.
Okay.
Maybe not the magic stuff.
I don't have non-magic stuff anymore, because all of my martial attacks, the entire point of being a monk is that I have magic attacks.
Well, then I shouldn't have rolled a 20, then.
So Kaylee misses with her short sword, but hits with her dagger, and he slumps down onto his face. So he's down and out. You guys are alone. Although you hear yelling voices and what sounds suspiciously like a horn of some sort coming from the town area. Rubble, 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 rubble. Sounds like a giant, huge, earth-shattering explosion happened a second or so ago, so we're gonna notice that.
Nice.
You stole the diamond from my concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You've got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. You stole the gold from the dwarven graves. Then got yourself lost in the caves. You got